This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm look who's here with me, Renee Sadiway from the African American Critique Coalition. How are you?
Oh, Mike, I'm just delighted. Today was phenomenal.
That was really
and
good show.
I must say, it's not a competition, but it kind of feels like the best panel ever.
Oh,
that
look
was
at you.
Mine. Tortoise in the Hair.
Look at you. Yeah, I know, the tortoise in the hair. Well, tell me about, before we get into your session here, I love the theme that Sue and her team came up with, Grim Fairy Tales or Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on just the kind of the theme and how she laid it out and everyone kind of got their take on different fairy tales and then have it related back to the credit industry and the state of the credit industry as well? So.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that?
So the way, you know, when Sue does something, she does it big, and it's always interesting. And so because of the Grimm fairy tales and the different ones and how she put it together, and then the panels, every panel was, it just kept getting better and better and better.
Completely.
And the weaving of the anecdotes of the fairy tales to how we're doing business in
mm-hmm.
credit union land
mm-hmm.
and what we need to do differently and better
yep.
was very enlightening. As all of the underground conferences are,
oh, yeah.
but this one I think was there was something a little electric about this
okay.
one.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
I think that as a credit union industry, we realize that our credit unions are shrinking. We've got to band together to do better
mm-hmm.
and to do
mm-hmm.
things differently.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just not going to be around. And
yeah.
so that member centricness of it,
mm-hmm.
While it's people helping people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to help in a different way. What
yeah.
does that look like? And so the explorations that came up today,
mm-hmm.
I thought were very, very good.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very transparent today. People
mm-hmm.
were taking off the gloves a little bit in
a
few of the sessions, which
little
it was
bit.
Really refreshing to see. So
yes.
telling Craig, hey, you guys got to get your act together.
A little bit.
Because your competition nipping at the heels, if not even more so. So tell me a little bit about the tortoise and the hare. And you were the moderator in this one.
Yeah.
Kind of held the reins, if you will. And
yeah. So I had some really good panelists. Tom from Trellis. And I don't
oh,
want
yeah.
to say where everybody's from. Jim Hayes at State Department.
I'm right here.
I think it's in, where is it? Maryland?
State
no, not
Department?
Maryland. It's in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
D.C.
Yep.
And then Ed, one of the panelists, and Brad. They
okay.
did a marvelous job of talking about what does happily ever after look like in this new world where
mm-hmm.
we are. What can we do? What are we looking at to make members feel safe?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we doing to make sure that members stay with us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things can we do with this technology that's going to move us forward?
Yeah.
And so, again, I think I had the best panel ever. And,
it was really good. It was
right?
Good.
It really
for
was
sure.
fun.
For sure.
But they gave away some very interesting comments that we can do, that we can take away.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
I think I gave a lightning round at the end about what's the one word that you
yeah.
would say that's going to move us forward
mm-hmm.
As to a happily ever after. And agility came up twice.
Yeah,
Brad and Ed and Tom passed for a minute.
He passed
for a minute.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I forget what Jim said, but I know that Tom came back with diversity.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really key and keen. And it wasn't about diversity the way people traditionally think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's diversity of thought, diversity
mm-hmm.
of age,
yep.
and diversity of when you're looking at these products, what is your technology products, what is your comfort level, and who's in the room,
okay.
right?
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
in the room when you're
yeah.
making these decisions?
Yeah.
So you've got somebody who's like uber technology, they're excited about seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
have people who use it because they need it. You have people who don't want to touch it at all.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
if you have all those people in the room, that means you can meet your members as well.
Completely, completely.
Yeah.
And I thought Jim Hayes in your session Oh my gosh. He just knocked it out of the park.
Did he knock it out of the park? When he told the vendors, you are our partners.
Yep.
You need to come with us. You need to create these things. You need to see what we tell us. Don't give us back what we tell you. You are the experts on making things more efficient. Mm-hmm. Give us that.
Exactly.
Give us that. And then he talked about bringing your board members along, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Educating them at the same time. Mm-hmm. That energy that he brings, you already know I'm a super fan of Jim anyway.
Who isn't?
Right? So it was just really incredible.
Yeah.
I was really lucky today.
Yeah, you had the stellar panel
for sure.
The other thing that he says is he was telling creatives, stop being all things to everybody. And I thought that was huge. He said, find what you do best and focus on that and just go after it.
Absolutely.
So, love that.
Well, everybody knows that I'm the possibility of people serving other people passionately.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll say that again.
Yep.
I'm the possibility of people serving other people passionately. And with this credit union movement, mm-hmm. that's what he brings. That is what actually all my panelists, everybody did a great job. But the way that they talked about how to do things better and change things was really, really exciting.
Yeah.
And I kind of put Ed on the spot when I asked him, okay, if money was no object and time was no object, what would you suggest we do mm-hmm. that's going to make us have a happily ever after?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to tell you what he said. I want you to listen and watch the recordings that will be out tomorrow for Underground.
Indeed. So what was the big takeaway from your panel that you thought? Because obviously it was the tortoise and the hare, and I thought Jim's, what he said, in this instance, it might be better to be the hare this time. Although, in the story, we all know the tortoise won because it's slow and steady. Won the race, but in this case, the hare, because it was so fast, we got to keep moving in this very fast environment. I thought that to me was my big takeaway. I was like, oh, whoa.
My takeaway is be steady, but be fast.
Yeah, okay.
Be steady and quick.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Be steady and quick and member centric. So I'm all about the member. So, and Jim, and he spoke about that, making sure that you're doing this for your member.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was great. I was so excited. Just so excited.
Yep. Keep your eye on the member for
Absolutely.
Sure. That's the prize for sure. All right. Anything else, Renee? You have some awards.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forgot. There's a couple more awards to go on her already crowded mantle. All right, Renee, you just received the Global Impact Award from the California Credit Union Collections Council right here in Las Vegas, right?
That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Congratulations on that. Thank you. So what does that mean to you? I mean, that's a pretty cool deal.
It's so cool, right? The recognition of being someone who's making a difference, especially in our beloved credit union industry, mm-hmm. was just really huge. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about how heartwarming it was to receive that.
There's a few other people out there talking about your award yesterday. I was like, what? And there's another credit union conference here too. There's like four or five of them going on, it seems like, right now. Okay, the other award had you go across the pond, so to speak. You had to go all the way to Botswana, Africa?
Botswana, Africa,
to receive the Distinguished Service Award from Akoska at their SACO conference.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that adventure.
Oh my God, so it was really cool, and I got to be with Bert J. Hatch Jr. and Marvin York, my treasurer at ACC. but what was so cool was Bob Trunzo also received the award.
Oh,
so imagine, right?
Wow.
Little Renee
and
Bob Trunzo. Well, no, I do. It's like, seriously, like, everybody knows I'm super confident and yes, but it's so humbling when someone tells you from the stage that the work that you have done for this organization will resonate with the continent for decades.
Yeah, yeah.
And just for me to be on the same stage with Bob Trunzo, and this is going to be funny as heck, right? So in my acceptance speech, which was very short, which is unusual for me because I can talk forever, but it was very short, and I did say that it was real, because there's only one other woman who's received it, right? And so I said, this is so exciting to be the first black woman to receive this award. I was like, oh no, Lois received it first. Inside joke. Anyway, so it was really cute. So that was great.
Oh my God.
But the most, oh my God. So CU Leadership did an award too, and they did the Neoteric Changemaker Award in July. And they further honored me by naming it after me. So it's now the Renee Satty White Neoteric Changemaker Award.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, you are making some incredible waves in this industry. You are transforming the way we operate, the way we do business, the way we look at people. You know, you are doing some incredible. I mean, I don't know if words can even describe, Renee. You are really transforming things, so it's an honor to have you sit here and share these awards. So I'm
Happy. Have you met Stephanie Covington at GPO Federal Credit Union? Mm-hmm. So she was in the audience today, and she also came yesterday and saw that award. She said, "Girl, you have become the Beyonce of the credit union industry."
I couldn't agree more.
This is what she said. She goes, "And I'm the president of the rehab." I was done. I was done. That was too funny. It's hysterical.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh my gosh. This is why I love this industry. It's so much fun. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to let you, the award winner, go back out there and go chat with some more folks and just do what you do best.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Keep up the good work, all right? Not that you won't, but I know you will, but I just want to reinforce.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.